Earlier this spring, Susan Robb spoke with Margaret Quinlan, the president of Peachtree Press in Atlanta, about a number of their books that look at how children can understand and sometimes affect their worlds. One of the works that Ms. Quinlan talked about is a novel by Adrian Fogelin, set in Tallahassee, Florida.
And the book is called Anna Casey's Place in the World. And Anna, her parents died when she was young, and she was moved to relatives, but eventually they couldn't care for her. And so she moved around to different foster families. What she wants more than anything in the world is to find a place where she can put down roots and stay. They come into this place, and when she comes to it, every place she goes, she picks up a rock from the environment that she's in, and she's very interested in science and rocks, and she draws pictures of neighborhoods she's been in, the geography of the place. She comes into this new place and hopes that she can stay, but she can tell right away from her foster mother that she's new to it and she's not really comfortable having the kids there. And she knows she's probably going to have to leave soon, and she's very sad about that because it's a wonderful neighborhood with a lot of really neat kids. There's a neat woman as well who's a biology teacher that lives at the end of the road and sometimes takes them on nature walks through these woods in the area. The utility company that owns the woods is going to tear them all down because they need the sand underneath for something, and it's just cheaper for them to get the sand there than to truck it in. Even though there's really not anything that can be done about this, but Anna gets so thrown into the idea of losing these woods that she's come to, I think, almost embrace as a memory of hers that she's going to keep with her because she's enjoyed being in the woods so much and learning about different meeting people there and having fun with the neighborhood kids. And so she decides that what they need to do, if the woods have to come down, what they need to do is save some of the little plants, the saplings. And so she organizes the kids in the neighborhood to go in the hot summer of Tallahassee, Florida, to dig up those plants and take them down and plant them in the backyards of their homes. And they manage to do that. And so it's you don't know by the end of the book if all the plants are going to survive, but they have at least attempted to act on the world that they're placed in and try to make it a better place by continuing and bringing beauty to the world, which is a lovely thought.